Good morning. Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Ashley. How may I help you today?
Well, I'm looking at my bank statement here, and I'm showing that for some reason y'all have charged me $91.95 two times. And I want to know why.
All right. I'm happy to search for any orders. Can I ask your name and a zip code?
Steve McBride, 23666.
All right, just a moment. How long ago were those charges, sir?
It shows on 6/4 and 6/5.
And you said your zip code, and is this for shipping the 23666?
That's what it was supposed to be for, but there, you got a $91.95 charge twice here. And the shipping, if I remember correctly, was supposed to be five something, not $91.95.
Was there an order placed under any different name that I could search for?
You want the last four of the card number?
Yeah, we could do that. That's not a problem.
Okay, that'd be 9553.
I do not show your name or any matching billing dates here, sir. Not with the last four of 9553.
Okay, well, what I'll do is I'll just contact my bank and deny the charges.
Right. May I ask, what's the name of the product you had ordered? You said you had paid shipping. What's the product you purchased for that?
Let's see. Oh, it was something, keto something, I believe.
Okay. Do you by any chance have the product on hand?
Nope.
You don't?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I was going to say to go ahead and usually a company would provide their best contact phone number on the product itself. I don't know.
That's okay. Type
of keto product, you know, you had, but
I'll just to the bank and deny the charge. That's both of them. That's all.
All right. Well, you'd also be able to ask them to do a little more in-depth research as the number that's there on your statement. You know, we're not able to pull any charges for you. Tell them to take a look at the merchant ID and see if they can provide you with any other phone number.
Not really going to worry about it. I'm just going to deny the charges, period.
All right. Well, is there anything else I could help you with today?
No, and you said there's no record of my name or nothing there, right?
No, sir. I entered the last four of the 9553. I don't show anything in our system that would match that billing amount, nor the billing date, nor your name. Oh.
Okay. So that means somebody ripped me off, probably. So I'll handle that Monday.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, is there anything else I could help with?
No, apparently not. No.
All right, sir. Well, thanks for calling customer support, and you have a great day.
Mm-hmm.